what do you sort of rely on for evidence when you're getting a sense of how are we doing? What do you... Okay. How do you gauge that?
You can't ignore exam results. Kids have got to use... Yeah, they are a currency which we have to provide. Kids need that. We would be doing them no service if they weren't getting that. And exam results here have always, through the process of all the things we've worked on, have always been at least good. A line from one of our previous Ofsted inspections about where the system would have wanted us to go as a school. The registered inspector for the inspection saying at the end of the process, such an interesting school, really enjoy being here. I've been lectured on learning by students in a way that I've never had in my life before. Said lots of really nice things. And he turned around and he smiled and he said, why don't you just play the game? You'd be an outstanding school if you just played the game. I didn't see it as a game, really. So, yeah, how do we measure what we're doing? Okay, yeah, it's got to be partly through exam results, undeniable, and it's got to be there. But also it's got to be in a number of other things. So the local end users have got to like our product. So the local sixth form colleges, as a for instance, must like our kids, and the feedback we get from them is they do. The feedback we get from kids coming back who are now studying at sixth form is that they are better prepared as learners. They're able to operate by themselves more. I think also that the feedback from a range of other people coming into the school is really powerful. And there have been a lot. We employ in various ways all sorts of other people to work with kids who describe the differences that they see in learners here from learners in other schools they work in. And we are confident that those attributes are the ones that people should have. We've done some work with employers and colleges and so on, asking what they want, and they're all really clear about what they want. Yeah, they need a level of education qualification, but beyond that, it's the string of things which everybody actually knows about confident people who can work by themselves, who can work in teams, who know when to ask, who know when to get on with it, who are able to make decisions, who are naturally curious, that whole string of things. And the evidence we get back from end users is that our kids have those qualities, more at least than others. The degree to which that can happen is that there's at least one sixth form college in the area who will accept a kid from here on a grade lower at any particular point than another local school which does very well, because they know that the learner from here will have done it for themselves, will be able to do the learning for themselves, and hasn't had it groomed and force-fed into them. We assume that if we don't do what everybody else does, end users won't like it. It's just not true, actually. Sixth form colleges do like it. But yeah, we obviously work on them. The new Rochdale sixth form college has just opened. We invite the head there in to see what goes on in school, to take part in activities. He's done some of the vivas that we've done with kids. He's come in and done some of those, so he's actually seen the process through, and he knows what kids here get involved in. We certainly do try to explain to local sixth forms how we work, show them, but they don't take a lot of convincing, to be honest.